episode number 17 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lewis Miles. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, LG. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. LG Electronics USA, Inc., based in Englewood Cliffs, NJ, is one of the world's largest manufacturers of high-end consumer electronics. LG sells LG G3, G4 and G5 televisions in the United States, as well as a wide range of other products. The best marketing theme of life is how LG is dedicated to people's happiness by exceeding expectations today and tomorrow. Unfortunately, we are not sure how we have achieved this so far and what this will ultimately mean for the viewing experience. The 2020 models will peak at around NIT 700-800, meaning that QLEDs will be available in a range of colors from black, gold, silver and blue. LG OLED TVs flicker-free, offer exceptional image quality from all angles and provide customization for blue light. They meet all TUV test criteria, including the widest color range and HDR. Brightness is measured at all viewing angles to combat ambient lighting in most rooms. LG OLED TVs offer a wide range of brightness levels as well as the ability to be flicker-free. For the first time ever, Dolby OLED delivers a truly spectacular video and audio experience. Combined with the world's most advanced high-definition video processing technology, LG 2020 OLED TVs bring cinema to a new level of realism in the living room. With a wide range of colors, made possible by the highest color quality and HDR technology in the industry, LG OLED TVs are perfect for sports fans. Dolby Vision IQ introduces a new intelligent feature for TVs that provides creative people with optimal image quality. There is also the option to view Dolby Vision content and pass the Dolby Atmos signal to compatible sound systems. The only disadvantage of this model is that it has to be used with LED lighting at the edges, which definitely burdens the contrast, but here too you get what you pay for. This is nice to look at in the form of a high-quality LG TV, but not every OLED TV can do that, as we have seen with the Samsung Galaxy S8, LG G6 and LG K8. The LG Nano 90 is one step higher than the LG Nano 85, but the big change is that it uses a whole range of panels for better contrast and comes with a larger 86-inch screen. LG is known for its extremely thin OLED displays, and this new television is also part of this LG. It's unclear why the lack of built-in audio and LG's inability to attract the Webis smart platform makes this OLED TV into the history books as the LG C9 2019. A software update for the LG Wing has reportedly made it easier to use the dual-screen functionality, but is not yet fully operational. Few who use physical controllers for games on Android devices may have noticed that the tactile feedback is a bit terrible at the moment. Last week LG announced an upgrade of its Webis, which is designed for gamers, with the addition of haptics to the LG Wing, as well as a number of other improvements. The fourth generation LG A9 processor is located in the LG Wing and primarily features the same 4.5-inch 1080p display as its older sister model, the QNES. Announced ahead of CES, it is available in two versions, the G5 and G6, with 4GB of RAM and a quad-core processor. There are no details, except that this is the fourth generation of LG's A8 processor and the first of its kind in a smartphone. It will also be brighter than the GX last year and comes with a gallery booth for those who don't want to drill this narcotic into the wall. The Gallery Series OLED has a slimmed-down form factor and a smaller display than its predecessor, which not even the LG CX will benefit from. Read our review of LG TV 2020, how LG is using it and what needs to be improved to get a full overview of what's coming this year. We still don't think the QNED TV will look as good as LG's OLED line, but you'll have to judge for yourself. Given the high-end nature of LG OLED and LG CX, and the fact that it is not yet made, this should be the first TV that combines quantum dots and nanocell, which could make for a very chic-looking LED TV. LG claims that the QNED sets will be more powerful than the OLED and LG CX models, mainly because of the larger screen size. It's also the first LG deserves, ever LG ZX, real 8K certified and will exceed the stringent requirements of the European Union and the US Department of Energy by delivering a resolution of 1920 by 1080 pixels and a refresh rate of 60 frames per second. This has been Backquote, Episode 17. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.